Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvat II back on the show. John is a scholar, a researcher, educator, international speaker, and author of Return to Order and Lighting the Way. He's a member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars, and the Society of Christian Economists. And he's our good friend John Horvat. Welcome back.
Great to be on.
It's good to have you here. Hey, John, let's talk about the news. And the news, the big All news right. today is that Mueller's report, his 22-month report on investigating whether there was any kind of conspiracy or complicity or coordination or collusion with the Russians. We know the Russians impacted. We know they fiddled with the election in 2016. We know that they broke into the Democrat and the Clinton information. They broke into their systems. Mm-hmm. We know the Russians right. did some stuff, but the Trump administration and President Trump were basically accused for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, accused of colluding with them. Well, the report's in. Tell us what it said.
Yeah, exactly that. There is no collusion after all this time and all these things. I mean, it's just
it said it really, no collusion.
No collusion at all. So we wasted our time for 2.5 years.
$40 million.
They haven't.
$40 million spent.
Exactly.
And so here's the worst part of it, in my opinion. And folks, this is you haven't heard me say this before. I haven't really talked about this on the show before, John, but I think it's important that we point this out now. It is now indisputable that we now know that the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee created a scenario that caused this investigation to begin. And apparently the Obama administration took it and ran with it and proliferated it and set in motion the steps to cause a special counsel, which basically, in my opinion, isn't that the definition of criminalizing politics?
Yeah, definitely. It is. There's no real justification for it. It doesn't make sense. And well, it makes sense from the part of the view of the Democrats, but it's a diversion. It's a way of making a person's life miserable over the 2.5 years, always having this hanging over your head.
Well, look at the country. Look at what it put the country through.
Look at how
it weakened America's status in the world. And John, here's the thing I want to point out to everyone. I think I know your intellectual honesty. I think you know my intellectual honesty enough to know that where the political parties flipped and we were talking about completely different from the other angle, I would be saying the same thing, and I think you would be too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This isn't about Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. This is about using politics, whoever did it, as a weapon, and it's got to stop, John, or America's cooked.
Yeah, oh no, I agree completely. You know, it's not only just an attack against Trump or the President Trump or his administration, but it's all Americans that are really at stake.
Well, and when you consider some of the people who got caught up in this, and I'm not talking about Manafort or Cohen, there are some people who inadvertently said something wrong to an FBI agent, and they would not have ever had that conversation had there not been for this criminalization of politics process. They wouldn't even have been in the conversation with the FBI, who inadvertently said something to the FBI that was wrong, that turned out to be a lie. They didn't mean to lie, and they're now their life is ruined because all they did was show up. There's just something wrong
about
that.
Yeah, they were required to do.
I hope
there is exactly that.
I hope those people get pardoned.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody can say something wrong or make a slip. And in those circumstances, you're looking for. They're looking for opportunities for that to happen, and you have to be extremely careful. And not everyone can be as extremely careful in face of such a.
John, I'd like to, as we go to a break, I'd like to ask everybody listening, all Americans, I don't care what party you're in. Let's get the criminalization out of politics. This is not good for any of us. We don't need to. I don't need to win. You don't need to win for us to be successful. We just need to work together. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.